anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It is a Thursday, the 18th of December, and we are pleased to have you along with us. And you know what? If you're listening to this show on the podcast, hey, how's it going? Probably supper time. Hope you have a good evening. You know, don't forget you can catch it on the podcast anytime at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. On the show today, we are pleased to be joined by the head football coach of Clemson University, Dabo Swinney, will join us later in the program today, and he'll tell us about taking over the Tigers, facing the Huskers, the Clemson threats. Don't forget, their defense, I think one of the things that will be interesting to talk to the coach about is their defense is the strength of this team, but they lose their defensive coordinator, Vic Koning. They weren't sure that, you know, I mean, let's face it, they can't really say, but, you know, coaches probably wasn't sure if he was going to keep him on after he was named head coach. He leaves the next day. He's now at Kansas State. He's done a great job with their defense, but now they kind of have to put a couple other defensive minds together. And their offense has been much better over the last month, scoring 27 or more points in those games down the stretch. So maybe we'll see a shootout in this Gator Bowl, which would be much more fun than, you know, 12-8 or whatever. But as long as Nebraska wins, it doesn't matter, right? And also on the show today, the NFL Power Rankings. There will be a new team at the top, or will there be? Tony has his. I have mine. Doug Duda, Tony Davis. Derek Stenson in studio. Glad to have you along with us. You can always fire your emails off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We do have this coming across from Hastings College this morning. Tomorrow night's top 10 matchup with the College of the Ozarks. We'll have to wait a few more weeks. Hastings ranked fourth, College of the Ozarks sixth in the country. But with the weather front coming in, the Ozarks not going to travel. So that makeup date has been set for Monday, January the 12th in Hastings. Monday, January the 12th in Hastings. The Lady Broncos will resume action Saturday. They're set to travel to Hillsboro, Kansas to take on Tabor College. So again, the top 10 NAIA women's basketball match between Hastings and the College of the Ozarks, scheduled for Friday night, has been postponed until Monday, January the 12th. We've got Thursday night football coming up tonight. Indianapolis at Jacksonville right here on ESPN Radio. High school basketball on Power 99 FM. Minden at Grand Island Central Catholic. And Brett Favre, shut the hell up. We'll get to that all on the Doug and Daddy Show. But I've waited this long to introduce Daddy.
I'm here, and I apologize for the voice.
A lot of things you should apologize. You're sick. You go home.
But something we did not
you
get
go
to
home.
This week, Douglas.
You have to be a helper.
I'm one of Santa's helpers.
How was the officiating yesterday?
It was rough. I will be honest with you. Rough, but we got through it. We battled. I'm rough. I'm tough. I was once a Bertrand Viking. Not sure as hell enough.
Wow. Wow. Pleasanton Bertrand next Monday night. Going to get to see that. So I'm pretty fired up about that. Some pre-holiday tournament action going on over at Pleasanton. Also, some good basketball tomorrow. St. Cecilia Sutton boys on KHAS. Loup City, St. Paul on Power 99. Should be two very competitive ball games. Kearney Grand Island boys are playing Saturday. Grand Island Northwest, Kearney girls and boys tomorrow. So a lot of things going on out there. But we have to limit Daddy's words today.
We did not pick our Super Bowl teams this week because you were gone Tuesday. I was gone Monday. We've got to do that.
A couple weeks ago, I switched, didn't I? Because it just didn't look as good. That was after Dallas lost, I think. So I said, okay, Tampa Bay and Pitt. And I didn't want to pick Tampa Bay. I think we remember that, but I did. Well, I still like Pittsburgh in the AFC, but I, you know, Indy's coming strong. Indy's coming strong. Dallas Indy looks a lot better than it did 2 weeks ago. I'm not going to lie to you one bit. And I think that'll be reflected a little bit in our NFL power rankings, which come up later on in the show. But right now, kind of a preview of what those power rankings will be. Carolina and Dallas are playing the best football in the NFC. I don't even think there's a question to that. And I will just throw this out. I've been piping these guys all year long, and they lost games they shouldn't have lost early in the season, or they would lead the NFC North. But if somehow the Chicago Bears somehow overtake Minnesota, they are your New York Giants with an underrated quarterback and a good defense, and they're coming out of nowhere, and they'll be hot. I'm not saying they will. I'm just saying with 2 weeks to go in the season, the Chicago Bears could be that team. But if you're looking at a team that represents the Giants, you've got Carolina in a nice quarterback in Jake Delhomme, and you've got Dallas bouncing back from injuries. But Dallas still has a big game Saturday with Baltimore, and then they finish up with Philly. They've got some big games still to come, so look out. And in the AFC, it's Pittsburgh, it's Indy. I have not lost faith in Tennessee, but really I don't see anybody putting up a lot of points there in the AFC. Indy's the only team that's capable of that out of those teams just mentioned, and if they play those teams, it won't be a shootout. So, it's down to Pittsburgh. It's down to five teams right now, I believe. Right now. Obviously, that can change over the weekend, but you're taking the easy way out.
Pittsburgh, Carolina, it looks to me like this week are the two teams headed for that matchup.
If Dallas is healthy and Marion Barber is back, I think Dallas can beat Carolina. So right now I'm going to take Dallas in the NFC. You call it a homer pick if you want. And I guess don't overlook Philadelphia. As nauseating as that might make a lot of people, maybe they could be the hot team out of that same division, but they have to run the table to get in. They'd win those last four games. They'd be red hot after that tie with Cincinnati. I'm going to go with Dallas. And, well, you got to go with Pittsburgh. They're just finding a way to get it done. I had Dallas Indy at the beginning of the season. Do you remember who you had?
I don't remember who I had. Derek, can we effort that?
I'll see if I can find it.
I'm sure it wasn't Baltimore. I know that.
I had a great comeback there, but I don't want to make Derek mad. I just don't want to make Derek mad. So that's coming up. And again, Dabo Swinney joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head football coach at Clemson. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Gang, want to remind you, while you're sitting at your computer at work and nobody's paying attention to what you're doing, or you're home or whatever you're doing this weekend, new website for ESPN Radio. Got some new features, and we're still kind of putting that together in the construction zone. But we want you to get signed up for Doug and Daddy's Bowl Bonanza, your chance to select games and win some great prize packages from Slumberland Furniture, Schroeder Smoke Foods, the Tri-City Storm, and more. All of that coming up on Doug and Daddy's show. So what you need to do is go to the website, ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you have to re-sign up as a super fan. It was easy the first time, it's easy this time. And once you sign up as a super fan, then you can click on the bowl packages to earn points. You'll click on the earn points, and it'll take you to the bowl package page. And I think there's 11 games up there. Pick them, and we have got as grand prizes a Schroeder's Bowl package. Of course, you might want to save this for the Super Bowl. It is a great meal that'll serve between 8 and 10 people. Slumberland, we've got one of those great recliner refrigerator combos where you can just, well, never get up out of your recliner. Daddy, you won't even have to get up for like a day and a half or two.
Or three.
Well, you get a catheter, you'll be right there.
Oh, God.
You'll be in great shape. And, you got that going for you. But, you got two of the three things there. Tri-City Storm tickets and a lot more we'll be giving away, and we'll keep you filled in on those prizes. So here's what you do. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, sign up as a member to be a super fan. Once you do that, you click on the Earn Points button, and there will be the selection of the games that you will have to do. And you need to get that done before the 29th, because that's when things get underway. And with Christmas and two weekends, don't forget about it. Do it today or right after the show. Daddy, your Super Bowl predictions were?
My Super Bowl prediction was the San Diego Superchargers and Dallas Cowboys, with Dallas winning.
Oh, that's right. You did what Sports Illustrated told you to do. Or Sporting News. Or Pro Football Weekly. Or, yeah. Yeah, poor Chargers. And they're still in it. They're still in it. They've got a chance. They have got a chance to make it in. Yeah, I had. Let's just look how we have it. I had Dallas and Indy. We'll look in 2 weeks. I had Dallas to win the East and nobody else to get in. I had Chicago to win the North and Minnesota as the wild card. And I had, I didn't pick Atlanta, which still churns me here. I picked New Orleans to win the South and Tampa Bay as a wild card. What did you have in the NFC there?
I've got San Diego and Pittsburgh meeting in the AFC.
What did you have in the NFC?
Oh, in the NFC? I've got Minnesota winning the North. The Saints winning the South,
yeah.
And I've got St. Louis and Arizona in the West. Must add Arizona as a wild card. So that's,
and you had Dallas.
And Dallas, yeah.
Let's see. Okay, in the AFC, I had New England winning the division and the Jets getting in on a wild card. Could happen. I had Pittsburgh winning the North. In the South, though, I had Indianapolis winning it and Jacksonville as a wild card. And I also picked San Diego in the West because I thought Denver was overrated, and they still may be.
I had San Diego winning the West, Indy winning the South, Pittsburgh, the Patriots. But my two wildcard teams, Denver and Tennessee.
Ooh, daddy! Daddy! You might have a lot of the right team. We'll just see how it all plays out. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, or phone it in at 1-888-455-ESPN. Tony, I am a little scared tonight. By the way, how did you do in your picks last week?
We actually had a winning weekend, 3-2. 3 wins, 2 losses.
Attaboy. Get you away from those college games, and you dominate. And of course, it's too bad, because if you had, you know, doubled up on Sunday, because we always come back stronger on Sunday. Is this a trap game for the Colts tonight? Everything points to this being a trap game. Jacksonville, nothing to play for. Indy needing the win to assure a playoff berth. Jacksonville played pretty good last week. Do they try and save their jobs, the coach's job? They're playing at home, nice weather. This has got trap game written all over it, doesn't it?
Well, especially the way Indianapolis didn't exactly, you know, blow the doors off of Detroit last week. You know, had some problems. That game was tied late.
Colts favored by 7 in this football game. 7.
On the road, you know. You're exact. I mean, it sets up that way. Now, does Peyton Manning come out and just be Peyton Manning?
Marvin Harrison, an MRI yesterday, questionable for the game. Joseph Addai, your starting running back. Bob Sanders, your leader on defense. Game time decisions.
You got to think, if this team can get ahead at all, you know, this might be one of those deals where Indy's able to build that lead and then watch out for that backdoor job you get at the end, because they're going to be resting some people.
Yeah, I see. You're right. We'll find out what happens. See what happens tonight. Also, Brett Favre, shut the hell up.
Oh, these might be my last 3 games, 4 games, 5 games. You know, just depending on how we do, you know. Might not get that opportunity.
Eyes welling up, voice cracking. What, do you have a bad practice?
I don't
didn't,
know.
Had an argument with the wife? Didn't get the right Christmas gifts?
Freaking idiot.
I mean, Favre, shut up. We've been down this road way too much. Way, way, way too much. I mean, seriously. And he went there. I mean, it's not like somebody was prodding him to say this. He went there.
No. I know. You're right. How many times have we done this? I mean, how many times has he got on a private jet and flown home? Flown back to Mississippi. We got to think about this for another 3 weeks. The song, I mean, it's just a soap opera.
Jabba Chamberlain, court date postponed. NCAA Final Four tonight in volleyball. Looking forward to that. Also, Amy Stevens voted the best coach in the history of the RMAC Conference in women's basketball. Plus, a couple of Lopers make that team. We've got a lot of other things we want to discuss on the show. Plus, Dabo Sweeney, head football coach at Clemson, joins us in the second half of the program. NFL Power Rankings as well. Stay with us on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth. Let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
Well, Nebraska winter has definitely arrived, and hopefully you're ready for slick, snow-covered roads. This is Jeff from Big O Tires, and if you're still looking for a great deal on new tires this winter, I invite you to stop by Big O Tires. We'll beat any price out there on Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Yokohama, and more. At Big O, we keep you out of the ditches and on the road. We're Big O Tires, Nebraska's hometown tire team, wishing you and your loved ones a very happy and safe holiday season.
Big O Tires!
It's the time of the year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. Pro Tint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered, so get yours today at Pro Tint and Carney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice.
The best opinions on the hot topics will qualify for a Sun Heat Systems energy-efficient space heater, and we're giving away one a week for 10 weeks. Listen to Doug and Daddy weekdays 11 to noon. Your Sun Heat Systems hot topic opinion might lower your heating bills by hundreds of dollars. Brought to you by Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Thursday night, it's an AFC South matchup in Jacksonville when the Jaguars play host to division rival Indianapolis. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Dennis Green, Hub Arkish, and me in Jacksonville for all the action. Can Maurice Jones-Drew lead the Jaguars to an upset win? Or will Peyton Manning and the Colts continue their march to the postseason? Jaguars, Colts, if it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
Catch it on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon and into this evening, as we'll see mostly cloudy skies and some areas of dense fog with some freezing rain or sleet possible with high temperatures in the mid-20s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. We'll see freezing rain or sleet changing over to some light snow tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to.
Derek's in the holiday spirit.
Yeah, I like Bing Crosby.
There you go.
Where the treetops
There's a bit. Bing Crosby joke of the day.
And children listen.
Oh.
To hear.
Tony, Christmas for the Davis household, celebrated when? Always a big debate. We'll probably bring this up next week.
Christmas Day.
We open presents Christmas Eve and have a light meal, and then the big meal is Christmas Day, kind of lounge back.
We have the morning breakfast brunch slash deal, if you will, with the old, I guess, egg casserole, you know, the ham and cheese and quiche, if you will.
Nothing says Christmas the rest of the day like casserole in the morning. So do you have to do, a lot of families have to, you know, those Christmases this weekend, there's Christmases tonight, there's Christmases this weekend, there's Christmases next weekend. Works out well with Christmas falling on a Thursday. People can kind of hit a lot of places, I think, by doing that extended weekend type of deal. Do you have to hit two or three different things, or even on your own side of the family? Or
no, you know, it's pretty much just a Christmas Eve. Well, my wife's dad lives in Florida, so it's not a like we just zip down there for a couple days. I mean, we see him different times of the year, and he goes back on Thanksgiving. So it's Christmas Eve with her family, Christmas Day with my family, and that's about all we like each other.
This is Thursday, people. That means the store-wide sale is underway at Misco Sports on the Bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. 20 to 50% off almost everything in the store. Get in there while the selection is the best. If you're having trouble finishing your Christmas shopping, Misco's is the place to go. They're open late night for your shopping convenience. Stephen Avoy's open those doors at 9 in the morning, and they are there for you. College hoodies, 25% off. Husker apparel, 25% off. Bearcat and Stars gear, 25% off. $10 off all shoes, price $50 or more. Misco Sports on the Bricks is saving you money this holiday season. Stop in, see them today for their store-wide sale going on from this very second through Sunday with 20 to 50% off almost everything in the store. Husker stuff, on sale. Texas hoodie, on sale. Bearcat pullover, on sale. Pair of new shoes, sale.
Fish barrel bang. That's what it sounds like to me.
Exactly. And they've got all kinds of other great items as well. Of course, great selection of hats, and it's just all right there. Misco Sports on the Bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, we kind of told you a little bit about this before the break. Jabba Chamberlain, as they do in the court cases, I understand, first court case postponed. Off till January the 26th. The former standout was to appear in court yesterday. His attorney asked the arraignment be delayed until January the 26th. And if you're Jabba, I think you want this baby taken care of because you don't want it interfering with spring ball. And let's face it, once you roll into February, that's where you're there. So you would have to think this January 26th you want to get done whatever you need to get done. We told you it came across during the show yesterday, the All-American volleyball team. Jordan Larson, one of four Huskers to make the All-American team. She was a first-team selection. But former, and we've been telling you about this too, the RMAC supposedly is 100 years old. But just about all the sports, you know, we're talking about on these all-RMAC teams, no one is from more than 20 years ago. And as part of their centennial celebration, all-time teams being recognized in all RMAC sports. And the centennial celebration will take place in Colorado Springs next July. The RMAC, founded in 1909, the fourth oldest conference in the United States. Well, now it's time to name the all-time women's basketball team. They did the men's last month, and the Lopers had a couple of former players on there. Well, they have a couple on the women's side. Recently inducted into the UNK Hall of Fame, Jennifer Warner and also Jessica Kudrowski. They played together. Kudrowski 94-98, Warner 95-97. Kudrowski from Bellevue East, Warner out of St. Paul via Greeley, was named the Gatorade Player of the Year. And by the way, Gina Mancuso, today, named the Gatorade National Volleyball Player of the Year. There's a special pep rally in Papillion this afternoon. But getting back to this, Amy Stevens named the coach of the all-time team. So congratulations to those folks for their accomplishments.
Yeah, the all-time team. Yeah, I think if you go back, I don't think you got to go back. Obviously, you say 100 years or whatever, 99 years. But, yeah, most of these sports have been in the last 30, 35 years would cover most of them.
Three-time first-team All-RMAC selection and MVP of the 97 conference tournament, Jessica Kudrowski helped the Lopers become a power in the RMAC. They went 97-23, 51-3 in RMAC regular season games. Her freshman year, UNK was still an independent, helping UNK make three NCAA tournaments and win three RMAC titles. 14.6 boards a game, currently tied for third on the career scoring list, and holds the school record for career-made field goals. Playing in her two seasons with Warner, who was named the RMAC Player of the Year twice, UNK went 28-3, setting a school record for wins and winning percentage in 96 and 97. They fell to North Dakota State on the Bison's home court in the second round of the NCAA tournament, but as we all know, UNK was one of the top eight, maybe four teams in the country when North Dakota State, all they did was win the national title. Warner transferred in from Iowa State, set a school record for assists and assists per game as a junior. In her 2 years as a Loper, she helped the team go 54-8, 34-1 in RMAC regular season contests. And for Coach Stevens, she built the UNK program into a powerhouse, 197 wins, 43 losses in her coaching career from 94 to 02. Currently, she is the head coach at Drake. Her teams won 20 games seven times, made seven straight NCAA tournaments, won five RMAC titles, and was the four-time RMAC Coach of the Year. So there you go.
Doug, while we're on this basketball top, maybe Hastings College, Ozarks, not going to happen because of weather.
That's right. We talked about that at the top of the show, but a reminder, tomorrow night's game called off between two of the top 10 teams in the country due to the weather. Fire us off your emails. It's been rescheduled, by the way, for January 12th. Fire us off your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Should be some good high school basketball games tonight, as we mentioned. We'll be bringing you the contest from Grand Island Central Catholic taking on Minden. UNK, by the way, is home this weekend. Due to graduation on Friday morning, the Lopers will play Fort Lewis Saturday, Adams State Sunday. Any kind of a comment about that? It takes a long time to clean up from graduation, apparently.
Well, I wouldn't think so, but they postponed it.
But that gives you a chance to watch some basketball Saturday and Sunday. And there are several ways for Loper fans to receive a 2-for-1 ticket, good for the games either day. You can stop by one of the restaurants that are participating, including Little Caesars, Skeeter Barnes, Old Chicago, Runza in the Cellar. Also, Kearney Hub today, 2-for-1 ticket. You can print that off, or Lopers.com. Print off the 2-for-1 ticket, and Santa will be there on Sunday, folks.
Yes.
They are taking on Adams State Sunday, Fort Lewis on Saturday. We are going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Dabo Sweeney, the head football coach of Clemson, will be joining us in the second half of the show, and our NFL Power Rankings. Stay with us.
I'm sorry, we have to stop, man. No disrespect.
Time to take a commercial break.
Stop talking!
Even in a depression, the entertainment industry thrives.
MVP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
Uncomfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 set.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough, built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you, comfortable on your wallet. Available at Target.
Wrangler, real comfortable jeans.
Right now, TomTom is making it easier to give the gift of smart, simple GPS navigation. Pick up a TomTom today and you'll save up to $100, which means that instead of another lame gift like a fancy cologne, you can give the easy-to-use GPS that's smarter than any other. It gets you there faster, and unlike cologne, it won't announce your arrival quite so boldly. So save up to $100 and go with the perfect holiday gift. TomTom. Go confidently.
Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in, let the games begin.
Home of high payouts, great food, and cheap beer. Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Every sport, every team, every game, all on over 50 TVs. Enjoy DirecTV's NFL Sunday Ticket, ESPN Game Day, the NFL Network, plus all regional and local sports channels. And Hastings Keno always carries Husker football and pay-per-view, and there's never a cover charge. Hastings Keno, Sports Bar and Grill. Come on in and let the games begin.
Hilltop Mall in Kearney, where you celebrate the holidays. But time is running out, so Hilltop Mall will be open extra hours from now until Christmas Eve. With just a few shopping days left, now is the time to find that special someone diamonds from Riddles, their favorite new novel from Walden Books, a Hilltop Mall gift card, or one of thousands of other great gift ideas from over 40 fantastic stores and holiday merchants. Hilltop Mall has everything you want this holiday season, all from the stores you love. So celebrate the holidays now, only at Hilltop Mall.
Like the way that sounds? You'll love how it tastes. A steak cooked exactly the way you want it, alongside jumbo bacon-wrapped shrimp. Sort of hits all the right food groups, doesn't it? It's also Skeeter Barnes' Thursday night special. It's a hit with your budget, too, because it's only $13.99 tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Now there are four more reasons to dine with us. They're called Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney.
Every week, there's a new webcast featuring Tri-City Storm coach Tom Rudrud and hosted by the arena voice of the Storm, Derek Stinson. Brought to you by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Click on ESPNSuperstation.com to see the Tri-City Storm Coach's Corner webcast.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon and into this evening, as we'll see mostly cloudy skies and some areas of dense fog with some freezing rain or sleet possible with high temperatures in the mid-20s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. We'll see freezing rain or sleet changing over to some light snow tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sammy Baugh dies, Doug. Do people know who Sammy Baugh is nowadays?
Oh, no. No, they don't. And that's the unfortunate part about it. Sammy Baugh, one of the greatest early NFL players, a member of the original football, Pro Football Hall of Fame, passes away at the age of 94 in Texas. That's a good way to go.
Well, he threw the ball when nobody else threw the ball. I mean, he was one of the passing leaders, and that's what he's known for. Sad deal there. But 94, like you said, lived a good life. So just too bad he had to go. 94 years old, Sammy Baugh dies.
How close are you?
I feel like pretty damn close, I'll tell you that.
Well, I know what it makes you feel better, Daddy. Food.
Troutman's.
Meat. That's right. Troutman's quality meat. They are a grill's best friend. And, of course, you might not necessarily be grilling this time of the year, but why not? Because they've got great USDA, the freshest steaks, and, of course, ground beef in town. And if you haven't tried it, what do we got to do? Drive to your house, grab you by the hand, and take you down there? I mean, that's all that we can do, because we tell you, everybody loves it. USDA certified Angus prime rib and steaks on hand. Also, a big shipment of string cheese in.
Hello.
Let's take a break. I think I can get over there and back in time to get some string cheese. Ham, boneless hams, turkeys for the holidays. Deli trays are great for the holidays. Anywhere you're going to a little house party. You got something at the office. Everybody wants to be munching this time of the year. Troutman's, they can't do it any better than that. And then you can say, well, I did it at home. Check out their wide selection of domestic and imported wines as well. Troutman's quality meats. See them today. They can get your order ready to go for the holidays. Christmas, New Year, whatever the case may be. And, of course, people like to do a little fancy things for New Year's as well. Maybe you're not sticking to the very traditional things like turkeys and ham and things like that. You get in a little bit of the fish. Maybe a BLT.
Not really BLT season.
No, but hey, you do strange things. If you have their bacon, it is.
Oh.
At least bacon lettuce. Tough find a tomato. Maybe a cherry tomato. You ever cut those up?
It's really
tough. Troutman's quality meats. Girl's best friend across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Say the weather is rolling in, and since this is a live radio program, let's tell you a few things that are going on right now. Already, the freshman basketball between Kearney and Hastings has been postponed tonight. Freshman basketball, Kearney, Hastings. The eighth grade girls basketball, also Hastings and Kearney, has been postponed. The Hastings Middle School wrestling at Grand Island has been canceled. The vocal concert at Holdridge tonight has been canceled. Kearney Public Schools, they're just saying that eighth and ninth grade athletic contests, everything tonight has been postponed. Litchfield Public Schools, they're going to close at 1. Grand Island Northwest, freshman girls and boys basketball versus Seward, postponed until February the 5th. February the 5th. Overton Public Schools, whatever they had going on tonight, been rescheduled for the 22nd. All it says is rescheduled for the 22nd. Let me double check. I don't think that's basketball. I'm checking. No, I don't got it. Okay, so whatever you had going on at Overton, they've rescheduled for the 22nd. SEM Public Schools are going to close at 1 o'clock today. Walnut, their Great Plains Wrestling Invitational in Grand Island, has been canceled. So hopefully that has everything in tomorrow night's Hastings College women's basketball game against the College of the Ozarks postponed until January the 12th. It is time for our NFL Power Rankings on the Doug and Daddy Show. How do you feel, just overall about your rankings, Tony? Overall about your rankings.
Well, the top five I feel really pretty solid about, and after that, kind of a hodgepodge. You can put them really anywhere.
Out of my top 10, 3 losers last week. More than that. I'm just looking at the bottom, teams that might drop out. The Giants lost, Tennessee lost, Tampa Bay lost, Baltimore lost, and Arizona lost. So half the top 10 lost. And we're coming into that who do you feel is kind of going to get into the playoff, I guess, type of mode. Is that what you're looking at, or are you looking at who's playing the best right now? Or
I don't think these teams are playing the best right now, and I think you'll see that reflected in my top 3. At number 10, the Minnesota Vikings. Adrian Peterson can run the ball, but Chester Taylor scores with the football. At number 9, the New England Patriots. Matt Castle, unbelievable. There will be a quarterback controversy, as I said 2 months ago, in New England. Number 8, the Philadelphia Eagles. I think that tie puts them in a weird situation. A lot of playoff scenarios affected by that. Number seven, I got the Dallas Cowboys. I just kind of leave them there. I just leave them at seven. Yeah, they beat the Giants. The Giants kind of going backwards, losing a couple players. Not sure, you know, that game was a big indication. I don't know that Dallas is all that better of a football team than them. Number six, the Baltimore Ravens. I leave them at six. Tough loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. Number five, the Tennessee Titans. I think that, you know, here's a football team looking to regain that edge they had one time of the year. Now they're without Van and Bosch, without Haynesworth the rest of the year till the playoffs start. It'll be interesting to see how they respond. Number four, the New York Giants. They fall one spot for me, that's all. It'll be interesting to see how healthy Brandon Jacobs is and if he can go. And number three, the Indianapolis Colts. Peyton Manning's finally healthy. The team's getting on a roll. Number two, the Carolina Panthers. I think the two-headed monster at running back seems to be doing well. The defense is playing well. And number one, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I had last week.
You're a trooper, by the way. You're a trooper. You are a trooper. Don't forget our Sun Heat system. We're giving it away tomorrow, the hot topic. What do we do to fix Daddy? Here is my top 10. And you know what? At number 10, I thought about going co-10 with Atlanta and Chicago, and New England also deserving maybe of being in there. I'm going to go. I keep putting Atlanta in there. But if Chicago beats them, so be it. But I've got Atlanta in there, and that's right. You can't rank Chicago ahead of Minnesota, I suppose. So Atlanta is number 10 of this week. I had Miami in last week, so I got to keep them in this week. I drop out Arizona and Tampa Bay, by the way. So Miami is going to stay in there. They'll move up one spot to number 9. Baltimore, well, you lost to a good football team. I'm going to keep them at number 8. I'm going to keep Baltimore at number 8. I will bring in the Eagles at number 7. I guess enough said. They looked okay, but again, are they looking okay against teams that aren't that good? I dropped the Giants all the way from number 1 to number 6. They are not playing well. And even though Dallas beat them, they're just, you know, whatever. We'll see how that mixes out. I think they can recover, but I put Indianapolis at number 5 because if Peyton plays Eli, I'm taking Peyton every single time. So I've got the Indianapolis Colts at number 5. Carolina at number 4. I think they can still be run on. Number 3, Tennessee. And that's right, people. The Dallas Cowboys at number 2 and the Pittsburgh Steelers at number 1. I said, man, how can you play Pittsburgh at number 1? But I thought, you know what? Pittsburgh's finding a way to get it done. And if Pittsburgh and Tennessee played each other, I think Pittsburgh will win the ball game. And I guess we're going to find out how that all plays out between Pittsburgh and Tennessee this weekend, Daddy. Pittsburgh at Tennessee.
You finally, after chastising me last week for putting Pittsburgh number 1.
Didn't chastise you for... I did. 1 and 2 both lost, but I chastised you more for putting Pittsburgh number 1 and then selecting Baltimore to beat them.
Fair enough.
How'd that work out? So, some games to look forward to this weekend, and don't forget Dabo Sweeney joins us in our last segment, the head football coach at Clemson. Tonight, Indianapolis at Jacksonville. Saturday, Baltimore at Dallas. Big football game. Pittsburgh at Tennessee Sunday. Big football game. Games that are going to kind of tell you if these teams have any chance to get to and win the playoffs. Arizona at New England. Interesting. San Diego at Tampa Bay. You have to win that game or your season is officially over. Atlanta at Minnesota. Not Chicago. Atlanta at Minnesota. I misspoke earlier. Atlanta at Minnesota. Atlanta can get into the playoffs and hurt Minnesota with a win there. Almost a must-win game there as well. Carolina at the Giants. Who's for real? And by Monday, Chicago will know whether they need to win or if it's all over for them. So those are some intriguing matchups for Week 16 in the National Football League. We are going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we return, the head football coach at Clemson, Dabo Sweeney, scheduled to join us. Stay with us.
The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't put up with you people because you're bastard people.
These guys really suck.
Awful. So bad.
Anyway, our heroes will be right back.
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Here's the problem with trying to meet clients and colleagues in person. If you drive, there's gas, wasted time in traffic. If you fly, who's buying the ticket? Getting up early, going through security. All for what? A two-hour meeting? That's why I recommend GoToMeeting.com. You can do more and travel less. With GoToMeeting.com, you can host an online meeting right from your computer. Here's how it works. Everybody logs on to GoToMeeting.com during a conference call. They can instantly see your computer desktop on their computer screen. How cool is that? It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. You can get more done in less time without the hassle of driving or flying. And my listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited online meetings free. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com. Click on the orange Try It Free button. Promo code Colin.
It's the time of the year for snow, mistletoe, and stocking stuffers. But this year it's a little different. Pro Tint and Carney is offering gift certificates for complete window tinting on all passenger cars. These $100 gift certificates are in short supply and are limited to the first 50 customers. So you should probably only give them the ones on your list who have been very, very nice this year. Remember, just 50 certificates are being offered. So get yours today at Pro Tint and Carney, downtown on the Bricks. And be sure you give them to somebody nice. It's over. Our move is finally over, and we couldn't be happier. Lind Eye Care is now officially located at 4107 7th Avenue. So open your eyes and come see what we can do for you. For example, at Lind Eye Care, you can count on Dr. Lind and Dr. Bierbauer to take care of all of your vision needs. Whether it be new contacts or LASIK surgery, at Lind Eye Care, they treat your eyes as if they were treating their own. Plan now to see Lind Eye Care at their new location at 4107 7th Avenue in Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for our area this afternoon and into this evening, as we'll see mostly cloudy skies and some areas of dense fog with some freezing rain or sleet possible with high temperatures in the mid-20s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. We'll see freezing rain or sleet changing over to some light snow tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 16.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Again, reminding you that there are some postponements and cancellations. You can go to our website for more information at ESPNSuperstation.com. But basically, all the junior high and freshman events at Kearney High, Kearney Public Schools, Hastings, they have either been canceled or postponed. The Great Plains Wrestling invite at Walnut Middle School in Grand Island for tonight has been canceled. A few schools are starting to let out early, including Litchfield and SEM. They are closing at 1, and we will keep you up to date right here on ESPN Radio. Also, tomorrow night, we have a postponement of the Top 10 NAIA Women's Basketball Collegiate Contest. Hastings College and the College of the Ozarks will postpone that until Monday, January the 12th. Monday, January the 12th is when they are postponing the Hastings College women's basketball game, too.
Well, Daddy, everybody's getting ready for the holidays, but here on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're getting ready for college football bowl season, which, of course, gets underway Saturday, doubleheader here on ESPN Radio. And next week, Nebraska takes off for Jacksonville. Clemson will be heading that way very soon as well. And a lot of folks are getting very interested about this football game. At first, Daddy, a lot of people were saying, not too excited about it. Now, all of a sudden, Clemson's a slight favorite. People on ESPN are starting to pick Clemson to win the ball game, and, of course, it's kind of rubbing Husker fan the wrong way.
Well, but we're pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Clemson Tigers to see if he thinks they're the favorite in that January 1 bowl game. Dabo Sweeney joins us. Dabo, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Dabo, I've got to say, you're the first Dabo we've ever had on the Doug and Daddy Show. Give me the origin of your first name.
Well, this is the first Daddy Show I've done, too. the origin of my name, well, where are you guys calling me from? Where are y'all?
We're right in central Nebraska, Kearney and Hastings.
Oh, you're right in Nebraska. Well, I'm from Alabama. And, the short answer is you grew up in Alabama, you get names like Dabo. but my brother 17 months older than me, and you know, before I was born, and you know, after I was born, he just called me that boy all the time. That boy did it, and it was out of a baby's mouth. It was Dabo, and you know, hey, that's where it came from. And my parents, God bless them, they just decided they kind of liked that, and so I've been Dabo my whole life here.
Well, everybody's getting to know you now that you've been named the head football coach there at Clemson. Congratulations. I know that's something that you were hoping would happen. And I guess so. What you did in the last half of the season impressed the folks that mattered most. And you got a football team that's going to a bowl game. What's this last 2 months been like for you?
It's been quite a ride, to be honest with you. A lot of fun. I've enjoyed it. When I got the job October 13th, I basically had 7 weeks. And my comment was, listen, I'm going to give it all I got. I'm not going to have any regrets. It's going to be all about these kids, and you know, I'm going to coach like I was dying, so to speak. And that's what we did. Did a lot of things, accomplished a lot in 7 weeks. But the biggest thing was the team came together and started believing again and playing as one. And really exciting to see a group of young men stand up when they really could have gone either way, and to decide that, you know what, we control what happens. It doesn't matter what happened the first half of the season. What's important is the second half, and we realigned our goals, and they've hit every single one of them with the exception of one. There's one goal left on our little list that we made. So I'm so proud of them and what they've accomplished, and the leadership and the character that was revealed from our team down the stretch. But it's a great opportunity for us, and you know, to get invited to the Gator Bowl to play a good Nebraska team was the culmination of a lot of hard work by these kids in the last 7 weeks.
Head coach of the Clemson Tigers, Dabo Swinney, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, when you study film between your conference and the Big 12, what are the striking differences you see?
Offense, wow. You know, this would probably be known more as a defensive league. And you know, those guys are they're going to have to add another digit to the scoreboard the way they're scoring points in that conference. I mean, there's great, great quarterback play. You know, you just look at Nebraska. I mean, they're scoring 36 points a game. You know, so that's probably the biggest thing that just jumps out at me. I mean, there's good athletes in both conferences, and, you know, they got some big old guys, and we do too. Looks like more of an offensive league, and this may be a little bit more of a defensive league. It's kind of strength on strength, very contrasting teams. They're one of the top offenses in the country, and we're one of the top defenses in the country. So they're scoring 36 a game. We're giving up 17 a game, so obviously something's got to give there. And then defensively, they've just gotten better and better as the season has gone. And I think offensively, we've gotten better as the season has gone. So it's, I think, one of the better matchups in college football. So it should be a great game for people to watch.
Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You do lose your defensive coordinator in Vic Koning. You're going with coaches Blackwell and West to coordinate the defense, which is very solid. A, how does that affect changing the D coordinator before the bowl game? And I guess, B, where do you feel are the real solid strengths of their defense?
Well, making the change was just, and I would have liked for Coach Vic to stay on and coach through the bowl. But he had some other opportunities, and with the changes here, I couldn't guarantee him a spot after the bowl, because I'm not going to make any more changes until that time. These guys, we have a really good system in place, and Coach Blackwell and Coach West will do a great job, excuse me, in preparing the team and getting them ready to play. So excited about that. And then defensively for them, you know, they've got a very good scheme. They're very sound in what they do. I would say, you know, their guys up front are the strength of the team. Very, very talented, and they've got the big, big guys. Look a little bit like Boston College to me at times with their size.
Coach, I guess I look down, you talk about the last 7 games and the ride that the players took you on. I got to think it really culminated to beat the old ball coach like you did.
Well, that's in a very important game to this state. You know, we played our last 2 games. We had to go up to Virginia, and they had 2 weeks to get ready for us. And And then we had to turn right around and play South Carolina, and they had 2 weeks to get ready for us. And that's a game, obviously a rival game, one that's very, very important to the program. And South Carolina's a good football team. They've won some very big games this year. So for us to have played the way we did, that was a great way to end the season, because we played our best game in our last game. And, you know, hopefully this next one will be our best game of the year as well.
Clemson football coach Dabo Swinney joins us for another couple minutes here on the Doug and Daddy Show before we let him get back to preparing for Nebraska and recruiting. And, Coach, obviously the coaching staff did a good job here with the change, but on the field, what do you think was the biggest change from the first six games that made your team better here down the stretch?
Well, we came together. You know, I think we were a bunch of guys that kind of had lost our way, and we weren't playing as one, and just were not playing with the passion that you have to play with to win, you know, at a high level in this game. And you know, they just made up their mind to be all in is kind of what our slogan has been around here. And you know, we changed some things offensively from just philosophically and started taking care of the ball a little bit better. I didn't think we were playing very physical, and we've done a much better job of being a physical football team and you know, not turning the ball over. We were really, really turning the ball over at a bad rate. And then defensively, you know, we got back to playing some Clemson football and attacking a little bit more and not giving up some big plays, critical situations. And, you know, defense had really played fairly well most of the year. But offensively, we were doing a very, very poor job with turnovers. And so that's where we've improved. And then just really playing as one and being physical. We changed the way we've practiced. We've changed the way we travel. We've changed the way we eat, you know, just about everything. And a lot of little things that the kids have bought into that I think has helped us.
Coach, I guess I look at you talk about the defense and that's the strength of your team, but I look at four of the last five games, you guys were able to score and put up 27 or more points. Who are the playmakers on offense that Nebraska going to have to be careful and watch out for?
Yeah, well, we have gotten better, and we've got a good quarterback, Cullen Harper, and he's I think, a guy that's going to be a steal in the draft this year. Has really played well for us down the stretch, and he had his ups and downs early part of the year, but he's really settled back in and has put together a nice little run these last, you know, 4 weeks or so, and is doing a much better job taking care of the ball. He's a guy that's very capable, but for us, obviously, it starts with our running backs and James Davis, who, you know, needs about 100 yards to be the all-time leading rusher here, and then C.J. Spiller, who's a scoring threat every time he touches the ball, and then, you know, we've got three pretty good wideouts. Aaron Kelly is the all-time leading receiver in the history of the ACC. He's got every record here at Clemson, and really nice receiver, and he's a senior. And then Tyler Grisham, number 13, is another one. He's a top 10 receiver in the history of this school, and very, very good player. And then Jacoby Ford is probably one of the top two or three fastest players in America, and has had a great, great year for us and had a great game against South Carolina. So, you know, those are the playmakers for us. And fortunately, we've got a couple of them. You know, we're similar to Nebraska in that we try to be balanced and we have more than one guy. But we have gotten better as far as scoring points. We really were not scoring very many points early part of the year. And I guess we're averaging about 27 here down the stretch. So that's given us a chance to win because, again, our defense has played well.
Coach, last question. Nebraska fans are obviously fired up about just getting back to a bowl, but they're playing somebody different in Clemson, obviously the only meeting back in the 82 Orange Bowl. What about, from your perspective, getting a chance to play a team from what many people consider, at least this year, the best conference in the country in the Big 12?
Well, it's a great opportunity for us. I mean, and me personally, I've followed Nebraska my whole life, growing up in Alabama and watching some of those Alabama-Nebraska games, and, you know, a big fan of Coach Osborne's and you know, what he did there and just all the great runs that they've had for so many years. I just it's an honor, really, to be able to go against a team like Nebraska. And it's really neat because it is a team that you wouldn't really play, a different region and different conference. And, you know, so I think it's a very intriguing matchup. But we're excited about it. It should be a fun day for a lot of college football fans. And hopefully, you know, I know a lot of everybody out there is pulling for their team to win. And we're pulling for our team to win over here, that's for sure. But I think both teams are playing well, playing with confidence, and should just be one of the better matchups on January 1.
It's the Gator Bowl January 1st, and we've been pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show by the new head coach at Clemson, Dabo Swinney. And, Coach, all the Husker fans hope that you win the ACC next year and you only lose one game in 2009. And, of course, that's January 1.
Well, thank you very much, and I wish you guys all the best and look forward to seeing all the Husker folks in Jacksonville. I know they'll bring a lot of fans, and so will Clemson. So it should be a great week down there in Jacksonville.
Coach, thanks so much. Dabo Swinney, head football coach. Hope you enjoyed it. And again, if you missed anything from Coach Swinney, the entire interview can be heard on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Cunningham's Journal link, and it'll be sitting right there for you. Dabo Swinney, head football coach at Clemson, and something tells me we may replay that interview on a show next week too, just to do it. You can tell why he's probably the guy that they hired, and what a job that he has done. Again, a slight favorite in the Gator Bowl to take on Nebraska is Clemson, and a lot of the ESPN guys, shocking, like Clemson as well. So don't forget, we're talking college football bowls. Our coverage starts with a doubleheader right here on ESPN this Saturday. NFL and all that going away. And school closings and ball game being postponed and such. You can keep it here on ESPN. We'll keep you updated. You can also check things out on the World Wide Web. Our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Fidelke Heating and Air. They've got all the closings for you right there as well at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank the head football coach at Clemson, Dabo Swinney, for joining us today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow we'll catch up with Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald. Had a couple of really great articles about Bill Callahan and Danny Woodhead this past weekend. We'll talk about that and where the Huskers stand as they get ready for the bowl. Till then, enjoy your day, stay safe, folks, and have a happy holiday. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.